Santiago was one of the first cities in South America last year to implement a public rented system of bicycles. The scheme was launched at the end of 2008, but until today, just one borough out of 37 has implemented this because there's not like a general figure of a mayor. So, do you think that large-scale plans like bicycle lanes could be successful without this figure, or do you think that probably little interventions, like symbolic interventions, borough by borough, could generate some kind of change in the long term?
I think it can be both ways. I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's important for local areas to do what they can to, sort of take care of themselves. And I think it's a great example then if you have all these local municipalities investing in bike share systems and it works, it lends credence to what we need to do on a much larger scale. That's partly what I do in New York, is to take small examples of what works, and that lends reality, to the notion that this can work. So I do a lot of programs in New York on a pilot program basis to test it out, to show people that it's not that scary. It can work. Similarly, with bike share, I think, to see in New York City, you've got little areas looking at doing a bike share piece, say between a university setting. In New York, we are going to look at doing a large scale public share bike system. But I think it really is local. So if you can get localities to make the decision to invest, I think that's terrific. If you can enlist the support of a strong mayor to do that, I think that's terrific. It's going to be There's no one way to do it. I think
I
it's
see.
great to see the diversity and the strong interest in bike share.
To that extent, you think that the figure of the majors is not that crucial to make it this successful in the long term? It could be another way, alternative way.
I think for bike share, that's the case. The thing that I think that is really important is that cities and countries set up strategic plans so that they are planning for the future that they want to see. You can't get there if you don't have a plan. You can't wish congestion away. You can't wish people onto buses. You can't wish them onto bikes. You have to plan a safe, reliable system for people. And that is, I think, one of the most important pieces. And that's the strength of Mayor Bloomberg's Plan YC program, because it lays out that vision and very practical steps to get us there.
But in order to have a sort of to make things happen, if you have a vision, for example, but if you don't, if you have like scattered around different districts, it's very difficult to get coordination between each other, no?
I think it's hard to get coordination, and I think that it's hard to get the public to buy in because they don't connect it. They don't see the vision of where they're going. People in New York feel very good about the vision of where they're going. They think of themselves as a green city. They know the mayor's plan. They know what we're going to do. If you don't have it connected, it's less compelling. It's more difficult, I think, to get the pieces put in place.